Apparently, June Cleaver doesn't live here anymore. New labor figures show, for the first time, women now make up half the U.S. workforce. And economic necessity means mothers are major breadwinners in two-thirds of families. But women's groups say the workplace hasn't kept pace with those changes. That's why Ellen Bravo says lower-wage workers need paid time off if they're sick or need to take care of a family member. Bravo is with the national group Family Values at Work Consortium. She says cities like Milwaukee that have passed paid leave mandates have shown the requirements don't hurt business.
I debated the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee on paid sick days. 21 years ago, I had the same debate with him on family and medical leave, unpaid. He said the same things then. The sky will fall, jobs will end, businesses won't come here. And, of course, none of it happened. And it made it much harder for people to take that argument seriously. It's why we won the resolution, the ballot initiative here, by almost 70% of the vote.
Bravo's group is supporting the Healthy Families Act, which would require employers to provide 7 paid days of leave for most workers. Prevailing medical advice is urging people with the H1N1 virus to stay home, but some may go to work if it means losing a day's wages. Bravo says support for the Healthy Families Act is growing in Congress, with more than 100 U.S. representatives supporting it, along with about 20 senators. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.